Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is our Praise Sunday, so I'm going to be bringing you some praise before I come on with the message. Praise God, but I just want to get you into the atmosphere. Praise God, because God, this is what it's going to be about today. Freedom, freedom, freedom in the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Enjoy the praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to dance. I'm going to dance before my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo. You feel like clapping? Clap. If you feel like dancing, dance. If you feel like shouting, shout. Whatever goes on in your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. God doesn't want us to worry about anything. He don't want us to worry. Hallelujah. He just wants us to be free in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, it's so good. Hallelujah. When you can just be free in the Lord and give Him all the glory, the praise, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, He loves to hear us praising. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Favorite song. I will always.
glory. Worship you only, Lord, I will.
The name I know that can come. somebody, listen to Jesus. Hallelujah. When you don't know what else to pray, and you don't know words to say, call upon his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's favorite ministry coming to you. Praise God, coming to your life tonight. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurt in whatever kind of way that we can. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurt. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus has paid the price. Hallelujah. I'm so excited tonight. I just feel like dancing and shouting. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that's what he requires of us. Hallelujah. Oh, but God has paid a great price for us. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. He has died on a cross for all of our sins. Everything been taken care of. Everything been nailed to the cross for us. If you have a need, you shouldn't have one. You know, we always say we have a need, but we really don't have a need. We have wants. We have desires. God supplies our every need. Yes, he does. He supplies our every need. Hallelujah. There's something about that name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's no other name like that name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We pray for that son that is gone astray. We pray tonight for that daughter that's gone astray. We pray for that one that may be out there on drugs, all kind of drugs, maybe alcohol, heroin, all kinds, maybe behind prison walls. Oh, but God got them between a rock and a hard place. Praise God. God's got them wherever they are. All we have to do is put them in his hands and believe God. Believe God for the miraculous. Maybe you might be dealing with some hurt. Someone, a friend, may have hurt you. Something from your past has gone on in your life. Jesus can heal the hurt. He can make a way. Maybe you need healing in your body. Jesus is the healer. He went about healing all types of diseases. Yes, that's the Jesus we are talking about. When you don't know anyone else to go to, and when you don't know what else to say, you don't know what to pray, just call upon the name of Jesus. I know sometimes things seem so hard in our lives when we lose loved ones. I just lost my dear aunt, and I went up this weekend, past weekend, and I missed stopping by her house to see her. Because she's no longer there. Every time I went home, I always stopped. I never miss a time from stopping by this aunt's house. That's my mother's sister. My mother been gone so long ago, many, many years, when I was only 19 years old or 21 years old. But she had two sisters left, and one is still left. But I passed by that old aunt's house, and that old aunt wasn't there anymore. But God knows best. My aunt had lived a good life. She was 87 years old. And I thank God. I didn't feel sad. I just missed from stopping to see her. I know that she's in a better place. I loved her and my mother's sister so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's what I'm singing about today. Jesus is here to heal every hurt, every pain, every sorrow.
every shortcoming. Jesus. How did it all shine? Yes, Jesus. Jesus. There's just something about that name. He's Master, Savior. Like a fragrance after the rain. Oh, Jesus, 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 let all heaven.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is something about that name. Let us pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, tonight we come tonight, Lord, thanking you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, that we can come to you, Lord. I thank you for everyone that's on the line, God. I pray your blessings upon them tonight, God. And Father God, if anything, God, they're standing in need of tonight, God, we are believing, God, that you're going to do whatever they are asking you for, Lord God. Lord, we lift up every mother, oh God, that have a wayward child, oh God. Father God, that they be drawn, God, as they, oh God, lay this child before you. It may be a son or a daughter or a grandchild. God, wherever this child standing in, if they on drugs, God, we pray for deliverance. God, if they are behind prison walls, God, we ask, Father God, that you call them because you know them by name, God. Speak to them, God, that they will adhere to you and say, here I am, God. And Father God, they'll turn everything over to you, God, no matter what they have done in their lifetime, oh God. Lord God, we know, God, that you are forgiving, God, and you have forgiven them before they even ask, God. Oh, God, because you know that they would, and you know when they will. And, God, you know their heart. You knew their name before they was even born in their mother's womb, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you, and God, you just told us to give thanks, oh God. Give thanks for everything, God. And God, someone may be wrestling with something in their body, God. Lord God, they need a healing. And God, we can believe you because your blood was shed, God. Your body was broken, God. Oh, Father God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for the healing virtue, God. Oh, God, that you give, oh God. And we are believing you for it right now, God. We believe in you for blinded eyes to be open right now, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are believing you, God. Oh, Father God, as we crowd to you this afternoon, God, Lord God, that there'll be a change in the atmosphere around them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We believe in you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, that drugs will be a thing of the past in their lives. Oh, Father God, every hurt, God, that they have encountered, God, and cannot shake it, God, tonight, God. Oh, God, it's over, God. In the name of Jesus, they are free, God. Free in the Holy Ghost, oh, God. We are believing you, God. Oh, God, that you can do anything, God, but fail, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. You're the God. You're the God that you won't fail us. You love us too much, God. Oh, praise God. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your love. Oh, hallelujah. We cannot even fathom this love. This love goes, oh, so deep. Hallelujah. Deeper than we can even ask or think. This love that I'm talking about is so wide we can't even get around it. Oh, yes, this love is so high we can't go over it. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, oh, God, for who you are to us, oh, God, who you will be, God, and who you, oh, God, what you are doing, God. I believe right now, God, that you are doing great and mighty things.
things, God, in the lives of your people, God. Oh, God, and no weapons formed against us shall prosper, God. We are yours, God. You made us, oh, God. Oh, thank you, Father God, in your image, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, we are made in your image. Oh, thank you, Father God. Oh, we give you the praise. We give you the glory, God. Oh, all the glory. Oh, God, we can lift our hands to you. We can lift our hearts to you. We can lift our eyes to you, God, unto the heavens from whence cometh our help. All of our help, all of our help, God, truly comes from you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Oh, God, we can't thank you enough because you said, God, every time we say thank you, you show us more of what you have done. You just opens us up, God, and show us, oh, God, more and more that you are just doing for your children. Why? Because you love us, God. Yes, God, you love us so much. Oh, God, we praise you. Yes, Lord, we give you all the glory, the honor, oh, God, which is rightfully due to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just so thankful that you all are enjoying this program. Praise God, because I'm telling you, ever since I've been on, I've just been praising the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this is Praise Sunday. Praise God. Every first Sunday is our Praise Sunday. And we're going to talk about tonight, continue on the subject we had started on, dancing before the Lord. But before I go on to this, I want you to remember our elderly that's out there in the cold, praise God, and we are so glad of the young lady that bought hotel rooms. See, God open up ways where there'll be a need. God will step in, and God moved upon that lady to take and pay for someone to sleep in hotel rooms. God will provide, you know. We got to know that God is our provider. And I don't know where my co-host is tonight. She didn't call in and she didn't come in. And I pray for her and I pray that she's all right because she is a diabetic as well. And it's unusual, it's not usual that she don't call me. Praise God. So hopefully she just went to sleep and didn't wake up. I haven't woken up because if she had woken up, she'd be on the air. Praise God. Wherever she's not, pray that her sister's okay because her sister's been in the hospital. And praise God, but her sister came out of the hospital. So pray for my co-host, Minister Peggy Biden. She's absent tonight. And praise God, but we just know God's taking care of everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a good thing when you can pray for one for another. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I'm going to bring you a little message tonight. And the title of it, He Will Rejoice. He Will Rejoice. And we are talking about dancing before the Lord. He will rejoice. God will rejoice over you, he says. Hallelujah. God will rejoice over you. Why? Because he loves you. Hallelujah. 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 And if you have never taken the time, God said, I know. I know the plans I have for you. You know, sometimes it's just hard for me to get away from this praise, but I must go on. In the book of Zephaniah, our Lord said he would dance. And I'm going to give you some scriptures. And then I'm going to go back and I'm going to come back and explain them. Praise God. Psalms 60 and 6. Psalms 104 and 31. And Psalms 108 and 7 indicates that the Lord too dances. And what we're going to look at is Zephaniah chapter 3, 14 to 17 first, which presents a prophetic picture of Messiah reigning over Zion. Praise God. And it reads, Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem.
The Lord has taken away thy judgments. He has cast out thine enemies. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of you. Now you will find that I love to put the Bible down to where it's talking directly to me. And when he said, it said, he will cast thine enemy, the King of even the Lord is in the midst of thee. And the Lord is in the midst of you as well. Praise God. The Lord is in the midst of me. Praise God. Thou shalt see evil no more. And see, we can decree these things. Hallelujah. That we don't see everything that's been trying to cause havoc or evil in your life. We decree tonight, you shall not see these things anymore. Verse 14 tells the future eternal Israel to sing, shout, be glad, and rejoice with all the heart. Verse 15 explains why. Their judgments have been taken away. As I said, the enemy has been cast out. The devil is a liar. The Bible says that we can command our day and it shall be done. We can decree a thing and it shall be done. Hallelujah. The Lord is with them, and evil has been eradicated. The Lord is with you, and evil has been eradicated. Praise God. In verse 17, Zephaniah proclaims the Lord's mighty presence. The Lord is in the midst of us. Don't you know when we sung these songs, the Lord was in the midst. Oh, he was rejoicing. He was so glad. God is so pleased when we are rejoicing and singing Zion songs and dancing. God wants us to dance. And I'm telling you, if you never danced before your Lord, if you can't dance before the Lord, just stand up and take your stick and just move it around on the floor if you're walking on a cane. Or if you can do anything but just lift your hands and praise the Lord. In whatever state you in, God will allow you to praise him. That he is Savior. And says he will rejoice and joy over Israel and sing. Let's read it. The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, is mighty. He is mighty in the midst. You know, if you sung with me and rejoiced with me and Lee sung, because I tried to play something tonight that would uplift you, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. God was right there with us. And, you know, God say when we sing and rejoice to him, he bows down his ear. Another passage in the Word said he bows his ear. And it's just like sweet-smelling savor in his nostrils. He is pleased. He is pleased when we rejoice and give him the glory. Praise God. He will rejoice over you with joy, and he will rest in his love. He will joy over you with singing. God will do that over you because he knows your heart. He knows everything about us. Praise God. Now, let me try to explain this. The verb be glad, which in the Strong I looked up, means samech, S-A-M-E-A-C-H, in verse 14. And joy means simchah, S-I-M-C-H-A-H, in verse 17. Comes from the root word S-A-M-A-C-H, samech, in the Strong, which means to jump. For joy. Jump for joy. To leap, to shout, to, you know, I know some churches, they don't allow you to jump and shout and make a joyful noise. But, you know, sometimes you just got to do it into your own home where you can't do it out in the public sometimes. You just got to get you some praise music. Because I'm telling you, sometimes right here in my home, I can just start singing, and I can start singing, and I can just start leaping across the floor, leaping across the floor. Because, and it's not me, it's the Spirit
up. The Lord is in the presence, and he wants us to rejoice. See, we don't have to be in a large crowd. We can show forth his praise right wherever we are. Praise God. Vines, some that spells different than the strong, refers to a spontaneous emotion or extreme happiness, which is expressed in some visible or extreme manner. I love Vine Dictionary. I have a Vine Dictionary. I just love Vine. Pray God. Vines further suggests in Jeremiah 50:11 as exemplary of the kind of emotion expressed by Samai. In that verse, the Babylonians are denounced as being glad and jubilant. You know, when we look at, I have to pause here and say this, when we look at how they danced before the Lord, how David danced before the Lord, you know, we have gotten a little cold of dancing before the Lord. Those people, when I think about how Miriam got her tambourine, and all the her ladies, they danced before the Lord. You know, I think about when I was a little girl, I had my tambourine and I danced before the Lord. Now, what has happened to me in my olden age? When I was a young girl, when I first accepted the Lord, I had my own little red tambourine. And I used to just dance before the Lord in the little hole in this church that my mother had me in. Oh, and it was a joy. It was a joy. Guess what my tambourine is now because of the church I go to? The tambourine laying up on, I have a big white one now, it's laying up on the shelf. I have to admit it to y'all. Yeah, I'll be real, but I'm going to get my tambourine back down, and I'm going to dance before the Lord. Instead of just dancing myself and my feet and clapping my hand, I'm going to get my tambourine. Because Miriam got that tambourine, and she went on, and they won a war. We got to tear Satan's kingdom down. True. Yes. Satan is a liar. All right, let's go. It denounces as being glad and jubilant over the pillage of Israel. They express their emotions externally by skipping about like a threshing heifer and neighing like a stallion. Those people praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I know I serve the same God, and I know he's in me. And sometimes I run around here right in my house. Sometimes I want to run around the house, but I know the neighbors will think I'm going crazy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Vines cites three elements in Samai: a spontaneous, unsustained feeling of jubilance, excitement about God, a feeling of strong that it finds expression in some external act, a feeling prompted by some external and unsustained stimulus. Praise God. Some people will think that you're crazy, said, oh, it don't take all that. It don't take all that. Well, that's what God's word says. And I love to see what God's words say about it. Praise God. I think that when we dance and shout before the Lord, we are dancing on the enemy's head. That's what he told us to do. We are shouting off some of the troubles and some of the weights and some of the things that so try to easily beset us. Some of the things that's trying to hold us bound. When we dance and shout before the Lord, praise God, hallelujah. In essence, Vine indicates that something happens to cause joy so strong that the person who is joyful must react physically. In Zephaniah
3 and 14, Israel is told to dance. And in verse 17, the Lord promises to do the same. The Lord promises to dance. He said, I'll dance. Oh, I don't want to get ahead of myself. But he said, I'll dance over you with singing. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord will do some things for us. All we got to do is do, obey what he's saying do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Israel gladness focuses on the Lord because his mighty acts have set them totally free. And the Lord's jubilance centers on Israel, now liberated to worship him unfettered, the object of his eternal love. Praise God. Vine further states in the verb semai, God is sometimes the subject, the one who rejoices and is jubilant. In Psalm 60, as I said before, 60 and 6, and Psalms 107, which reads, the same, God again promises to dance. And it reads as, God has spoken in his holiness, I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. This rejoice is alas, which means to jump for joy. Of both verses, Drake Reference Bible makes this statement. God will rejoice in the future when his chosen people Israel will be brought back to eternal reconciliation with him and the covenant made with their fathers to evangelize the nations will be fulfilled. Praise God. In Psalms 104 and 31, the Lord will rejoice in his works. That's us, folks. That's God. You know, God, we are God's works. We are the work of his hands. And he's going to rejoice in us because we are rejoicing in him. God will rejoice in his works. We are the works of his hands. God made us. He took time and formed us in his image. Praise God. He didn't have to form us, and he could have formed us any kind of way. But he made us in his image. Praise God. And he says, I will jump for joy. I will submit again over you. He was just so happy he made you. God is so pleased he made you. Until he just loved you with an everlasting love, a love that will never, never, never end. There's no end to his love for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Knowing God is ever present and with us is the comforting factor of all Christians who have through our situation, both good and bad. Many scriptures reaffirm that he is with us. God has said it in his word. God is with us. And I love to say that. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's how much. That's how deep. That's how wide. That's how high our God is. The Lord is in the midst of thee, and the Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, is mighty. Praise the Lord. He is mighty in our midst. God is doing things in our lives when we don't even think about God. He's just such a blessing to us that we ain't got sense enough. Our mind is not broad enough to understand all the understandings of God. We don't understand him. And he knows that. So in whatever state we in, we learn. We're learning. We're ever learning who he is to us and what he will be to us. Praise God. The joy in these passages shows that coming before the Lord is a time of joy. In his presence, it is not just joy, but everlasting. That's what the Bible says. Everlasting joy. Everlasting. Come on, can you fathom that? No, because our mind can't fathom everlasting. All we know is everlasting. And that is the way it is, everlasting. Everlasting. He always will, he always was, and always will be, from everlasting to everlasting. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a marvelous picture of our Father. He is an everlasting Father, rejoicing over his children and the pleasure they bring to his life. We bring pleasure to God's life. Isn't that something? How God had made us? We, little old bitty us, bring pleasure to big God. Hallelujah. He's a big God. Hallelujah. That our Lord is enough pleasure that he dances over us. He dances. God is protecting us when we are in harm's way. He's providing for us when we think not. Wow, that's a powerful reality to me, you know? It is just so real what God does. God does so many. Sometimes I just say, oh, God, how can we even understand, God, what you are doing, God? You are so powerful, God. Hallelujah. He's so awesome. He's so magnificent. He's a mighty God. And, you know, even though no matter how we try to describe God, we can't describe him. Even if I just started, I said he's a mighty God, I still had to change it and say he's an awesome God. If I say that, I still will go another way and say, how big is he? How wide is he? He's just that kind of God. He's the God that created us, way in our mother's womb. And he had us on his mind way before we was even created in our mother. He knew us. So that gives us the more reason to shout before our God. That gives us the more reason to dance before our God. Why? Because God has prepared all things for us. God has made us. And look, even though we are scarred and marred now, we are the vessels, and he is steady shaping and molding us and making us what we ought to be. Because he sees the finished work. And as we dance and shout before him, the work is being finished. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. He dances over us. When we are sick, he's looking on us. He's healing us. Yes, we look at doctors with all kind of medicine. But guess what? God is the one doing it. God is behind the scenes. God is the one guiding. God is the one directing. He's dancing. Oh, his angels are in camp. Praise God. His angel's wing is, causing the air to breathe through these nostrils. Praise God. And you don't think I don't have something to dance before him for? It's true. Christ assured the ultimate defeat of evil in his redemptive work. When his work was done, God took care of everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we get all this in our mind and our memory of what God is doing, Oh, it brings, it's just joy. I feel joy. I feel happiness. I feel elated. I don't know about you, but, oh, I just love to praise God. Yes, I do. I love to praise him for what he's done. And God say, I will rejoice over you with singing. Hallelujah. I will rejoice over you with shouting. God just, oh, just, God just loves us so. It's his, oh, my God. I just want to tell you about his love, but I can't tell you about his love. It's more than I can, my little infinite mind can conceive how God is reigning over every one of us. You know, I wrote this book, and my publisher said, oh, Sister Vivian, why did you choose this cover? And I just all of a sudden with jubilance went off. And he said, oh, I understand. I said, can't you see? It's God's hands. It's God's hand holding all of his children. And they are steady coming into the fold. They are steady being born. And I said, oh, Mr. McDougall, his name is Mr. McDougall. And I think I went to shouting and thanking God for what he showed me when I was supposed to put the cover on that book, how God is expressing himself in our behalf. Praise God. I said, it's us. It's God. It's us. We are created. Oh, and he got us all engraved in the palm of his hand. Think about it. Think about it. Oh, my God. God has every one of us engraved in the palm of his hand. And he said, I will let nothing pluck you out of my hands. Praise God. I got a reason to shout. Hallelujah. I will let nothing pluck you out of my hands, because you are mine, he said. He said, you are mine. I'm the one that have loved you. I'm the one that created you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is good. I'm telling you, the Lord is good. You just should find time in your, just some time, and just dance before the Lord. Just clap your hands before him. Just lift them up. Just look up. Praise God. Because he's doing it for you, and he wants you to get entangled with him. He wants you to be just like he is entangled with you. He wants you to get all entangled with him, and y'all be one together, just one in the spirit together. Praise God. Giving God the glory, giving God the honor and all the praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then he told us, praise God, if you go over there to Psalms 147, he said, oh, he said, he tells us how to praise him. Praise God. Let's go over here to Psalms. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love the Psalms. I know you love the Psalms. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmaments of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Oh, for his, you know, we got reasons to praise God. Praise him for his greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Hallelujah. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the tambourine and in a dance. God said, praise him in a dance. We don't want to praise God in a dance. But that's what I'm talking about tonight. Praise God in a dance. If you don't do nothing, just stand up and pat your feet. If that's all you can do, stand up and pat your feet. Sit down and pat your feet. Lie down and just wiggle your toes. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm excited in God tonight because he, praise God, this is what he requiring of us. Hallelujah. All right, let's look at that again. Praise him with a tambourine and a dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. praise him upon a loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. This is what gets me. The last verse, too. Let everything. He didn't leave nothing out. He said, let everybody. Praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath. If you got breath in your body, don't keep quiet. If you have breath in your body, don't sit back and let somebody else praise God for you. They can. God created you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. I have a friend, she said she don't praise God out, says she bends over when praise is going on because she has accent because she's from another country, and said she don't want to disturb people with her accent. I said, I looked to her in her eyes and I said, honey, don't you know God want all types of voices to come together? Don't worry about what people think of your voice. God made your voice. He know how your voice was going to sound. I said, you hold your head up in the service and you praise your God. Don't be ashamed of your voice or how you may sound. God knows. Come on, somebody. Excuse me. God knows how your voice was going to sound before you said. And then he have all, just think about all these voices all around the world. God got all these voices all around the world. And he wants us to come together as one. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when they come together, he don't want us to hear the other one. He wants us to hear in the spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that we can show forth his praise. Hallelujah. We can give God the glory. Oh, that would be a wonderful thing if people will know how to come together in the spirit. Praise God. Come together and give God and dance. And, oh, the church should be flowing with dances all out the door. It should be shouting all out the door because there should be so much joy in the church. Church is dry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Let everything, everything within you, everything that's within you, praise ye the Lord. For why? Because the Lord is good. And he's good all the time to us. It's never does he take his from us. Praise God. Never does he change his mind about us. He's always there for us. He's always there. And before I go off tonight, I want to bless you because this one thing God told me to do with his people. He said, never let the people go unless you bless them. And he gave Moses the highest blessing to give to the people. And I'm going to give it to you tonight. Numbers 6, verses 22 through 27. And it reads as thus, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and to his son, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel. And we are the children, we are the Israel now, praise God, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious. I pray that the Lord be gracious to you this week. And may the Lord lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace this week. In Jesus' name I pray. I pray that you be blessed. And you'll be back here next Sunday night with us at the same time, God's favorite program, 7 p.m. on Sunday night. I pray that you have enjoyed the program tonight. Praise God. I tried to bring you a great program tonight from my heart and from the heart of God, how he loves you. Praise God. Bless you and see you next week. Bye-bye.